So, hi guys. I know I have been like, kind of in my last couple days. I got so much going on in my mind, but you know, as always, I'm gonna tell you guys how I'm feeling and like what I'm going through and all this stuff. And I feel like I hate like that I keep talking to you guys about my breakup and all this relationship stuff, but it's like some kind of way I gotta get it out, and I gotta tell you guys the real about everything going on with me. So there goes nothing. So anyway, I don't know, like, I guess I'm single. I mean, I pretty much like I said, so I don't think I told you guys. So me and my boyfriend, or whatever if you wanna call him, like, me and him were not even really, like, we weren't talking, guys. Like, we weren't talking or having any kind of conversations or anything like that. And so, we got into some kind of, I think I told you guys about it. We got into, like, a little argument. Maybe I didn't. Anyway, I'm going to tell you again. But, so we got into, like, a little argument Sunday because I feel like we just wanted two different things. I was just left strange and he ran away like a little boy. So, basically, you know, we haven't spoken since, like, Sunday. And then Monday, I kept texting him, trying to reach. I think either Sunday or Monday, I kept trying to reach out to him, like, hey, what's going on? And, no, it was Saturday the last time we spoke. It was some, guys, I'm all confused on my days. It was Saturday, Sunday. That's not even the point of what day or time it was. The point is, I tried to reach out to him, and it just didn't go well. We just had a huge blow-up argument, and then he didn't want to talk to me. He hung up. Well, we ended up hanging, I mean, he got real quiet on the phone, so I just hung up. And then the next day, like, I tried reaching out to him, and he just was not, like, responding to my text messages. So I called him. He picks up. I say, hey, why are you not responding to my text? And he hangs up in my face. So I was like, really? So I text him, like, well, that's real mature. You know, like, really, you're going to hang up in my face? Why would you pick up and hang up in my face? And I haven't heard from him since. So I just told him, like, I want to do this by phone, maybe in person, but since you want to act like this, I said, look, we're, you know, I just think I'm not happy. You know, you're not really happy. I said, so I just feel like I wish you the best, but I don't know if this, I don't think it's going to work. But we haven't spoken since then, since I sent that message. I probably have a date for you guys. That's the beauty of having an iPhone, or any phone for that matter. You can back check your message. So I wrote him, the last time we spoke was Sunday, because Sunday, I called him Sunday. So Sunday was the last time I reached out to him. And he didn't respond. We haven't spoken since Sunday. And today's Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday. And I'm not reaching out to him, because I feel like I'm not chasing after him. I'm not forcing him to do anything. I'm just kind of over it. But in the same breath, it's like, of course you have love for that person, but you know it's ended. Like, I'm sad about it, and I think about it a lot throughout the day and all that stuff, but I have so many other things that I'm trying to do with my life right now. I have so many other things that I'm trying to focus on that I personally do not have time to be worried about him and whatever he has going on. Like, I can't, we're just on two different pages. Like, he knows what I wanted, and he didn't, I don't want to say he didn't stick to that plan, but he should never agree to something he didn't want. You know what I'm saying? Like, we met, and I told him the things I wanted. I wanted marriage. I wanted another kid. And it's like, you said in the beginning you wanted these things, too. And now all of a sudden, you can't recall conversations, and you don't know what you want, and I'm forcing you. And I'm just like, what am I forcing you to do? I don't have a gun in your head. I can't make you do anything. It's just that people need to learn that don't say things if you don't mean them. Like, why sit here and say you want these things, and in the end, you know you really don't want them? But you basically telling me you do, so now I'm believing, oh, these are, he wants the same thing as me, and you really don't. So in the end, the moral of the story is just that, I don't know. It's like, and the crazy part is, during that time when I met him, like, it was a lot of other, it was like other guys that liked me, that I was talking to. And you know how you go to the stage where you date, you go on little dates here and there, and get to know people because you're just dating. Not sleeping with nobody, but just dating and having fun and getting to know people until you finally meet the right person. That's what I was doing. And then when me and him got serious and I really realized he's all I wanted, I cut everybody off and just focused on him. He did the same thing for me. And I just thought that this was just great. For the first time in my life, I met the right guy. I'm happy. He treated me right. He doesn't back you up, call me my name. He's just great. And then as time went on, it was like, you know what? What are we doing? Because it felt like for him, he can do long distance forever. I can't do long distance forever. This is my first long distance relationship. And, you know, I'm not going to say long distance doesn't work. It does, but at some point, y'all got to come together. It's like you can't just be in long distance forever and nobody wants to move. But I'm trying to explain to him, like, hey, you know, I would move like, by myself, but I have a daughter, and I have to think about her and everything she knows is here. And, you know, people that watch her and babies are here. You know, just all my family and people that I need are here. I'm a single parent. And I feel like he knows these things. He knew these things when he met me. But even with all that, it's like he didn't, I don't know. I felt like when we met, he's like 2 years younger than me. I'm older than him. I don't know if it's maturity age or what, but I just feel like I don't know how to feel. I'm scared to go out here and try to date again. I'm scared to go out here and try to really trust somebody and let somebody into my life again because it took so much to give him 2 years of me. And now I feel like 2 years is just wasted on talk. And I'm just sitting here like, really? Those 2 years could have been given to somebody else who really deserved me. Instead, I gave it to you and you played with me. And I just feel like at 30 years old, I don't even know if I want to do this again, like start over. I don't know. I don't really like, I mean, I'm scared to love him. So for me to love him is like, Jesus, like, I don't know. But every time I think about what my therapist said, when she said to me, like, he's the love of your life. And I just had never been asked that before. And I just sat there and I thought about it. And then I was watching Kobe Bryant's funeral and I was watching Vanessa Bryant speak. And I was like, you just knew Kobe Bryant was the love of her life. You just knew Kobe Bryant was the one that she was going to spend the rest of her life with, that man had never, you know, died or anything. Like, that was her soulmate. They've been together since they were 17. Like, that was her everything. They've been through hell and back. And you just could, the crying at the podium, like, you just knew that was her soulmate. When I think about Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle, you all may not know who they are, but just listen. He was her soulmate. He got gunned down and killed, and that was her soulmate. That was her everything. And you can tell, like, feel it. You know, when I think about my mom and dad, I can just look at them and go, that is my mom knows that's her soulmate. She always tells me she can't imagine life without my dad, that, you know, if he died, she don't know what she would do. Like, she would lay her life on the line for him, and he would do the same for her. Like, their soulmate, that's the love of their lives. Like, you can feel it, you can see it. And when I think about my relationship with my boyfriend, I'm just like, I don't know if he ever was my soulmate. I don't know if he ever was the love of my life. I knew I loved him. I knew I cared about him. I knew we had fun together. I know that the 2 years we had was great. But was he my soulmate? Was he the love of my life? Would I lay my life down for him? Was he the one that I would, you know, give the world to? I don't know, guys. But I'm getting emotional talking about this because these questions and stuff is just stuff that I'm thinking about. And it's like, you know what, Sherelle? I don't think he was all those things to you. You know, and you can love somebody so much and they still could not be the one for you. Just because you love somebody doesn't mean they're meant to be with you. You know, and I feel bad and I feel horrible because here we are at this crossroads and I feel like there's no coming back. You know, it's like we tried to piece it back together, we made up, everything was good for a while. But it's like every time that conversation comes up, are you going to move down here? Do you see yourself marrying me? It becomes, oh, you're pressuring me, oh, it's too much. And it's like, for one, it's been 2 damn years of long distance. But two, if we stay together another year, it'd be 3. And it's like, 4, what are we waiting on? Like, I'm not rushing him to give me a gauge and ring tomorrow, because really, who thinks like that? But it's like, if I'm asking you a question and saying, hey, do you see yourself marrying me in the future? Hey, do you see yourself, you know, wanting another child? Like, I don't understand how someone can think that's pressure. It's just like we've had these conversations so many times, and I told you this stuff in the beginning, and it's like, why? It's like, why can't, you know, why did it even have to get to this place? Like, you could have cut me loose a long time ago. And like I told my mom, like, I never you know, I never told him, like, it's not like I never said these things to him before, but it's like all of a sudden it's brand new, and, oh, I don't want to do it your way. I don't want to do this at all because you're pressuring me. And it's like, what? When I think about it, like, I get really emotional because the problem is, guys, like, I literally have done so much to try to keep this relationship together. I fought for us. Every time something bad happened, I'm the one that's like, hey, let me fix this, let me fix this. He would just shut down and completely go days without talking to me. I would try to fix everything. And the funny part is, like, I literally have changed my lock screen. My lock screen was a picture of him and my daughter. And I just changed my lock screen to a picture of my daughter. I changed my front, well, both of my screen things, the lock screen and the home screen. Like, I changed the my daughter and me. And I had pictures of us on Instagram, and I just archived them. I didn't delete them, but I archived them so nobody can see them but me. I'm just in this space of, like, you know, I need to let go because I don't think that it's going to work. But in the same breath, it's like, I'm young. I want to get out here. I want to have fun. I know some of y'all think 30 is old, but I ain't that old. Trust and believe, okay? But I want to go out here. I'm going to be literally 31 in May. And I just want to live my life. I want to have fun. I want to see what else is out there. I don't want to not believe in love or not think that I can find my soulmate. I mean, I'm not even opposed to dating somebody older. I'm like, you know what? I've done it before in my 20s. Why not do it now? Like, I'm not opposed to going out here in the future and dating somebody older. I mean, why not? I'm having fun this time around. I'm going to do it differently. But the one thing that I told myself, like, later on down the road when I choose to date again, if I even date again, I want to make sure that it's right. I want to take my time with it. I want to make sure that that person is just everything that they, and more than they should be. But it's scary to have to just go through that cycle again of getting to know somebody and trusting somebody, especially around my child. So, yeah, I don't know, guys. It's a scary thought. Scary, scary, scary dog. I don't know, guys. I really don't know. I'm just learning and growing, and I don't know what's next, but, you know, I wanted to keep you guys updated, though, on everything. Because, like I said, I know you guys look at this podcast as just mental health, mental illness, and it is based on that. But I'm also sometimes going to be vulnerable to you guys. And I'm also sometimes going to be open and tell you guys everything that's going on with me. You may be like, oh, why is she telling us all her business? Or why is she saying all this? But the reality is I'm telling you guys this because I know somebody out there listening can relate. Somebody out there can say, hey, I've been through that. I'm going through that now. I know somebody out there is listening and not just hitting the play button, skipping through all my stuff and but they're actually listening to the whole 20 minutes and actually getting something from it. At least I hope. And that's why I do it. That's why I put everything out here on the table for you guys. And, you know, no matter what goes on, like I said, I define my happiness. I make sure I'm happy, and I can't depend on a man or anybody else to do that for me. So, like, moving forward, I just want to focus on, like, the happiness. I want to focus on me. I want to get back to who I was before him and all this stuff. I just want to enjoy my life and have fun. I want to go out more. I want to enjoy life. I want to be who I was before, like I said. I lost so much of myself, I think, in this relationship because I felt like, for me, I wasn't going out. I wasn't having fun. I barely do anything. And then half the time, I don't get to see him, so it's like every other weekend. So I feel like a lot of stuff was spent trying to figure him out, trying to fix everything. And I'm not sure what's next, guys. I'm not. But as usual, I'll keep you guys posted on it. My goal as of right now is just to just focus on Sherelle. Just focus on me, love my daughter, love our little family, and that's it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after all this. I really don't. It's kind of scary because I don't know what's next. And that scares me a little bit, but in the same breath, it's like, you know what? I think it's going to be okay. I think God has a plan for me, and that's all I can do is just move forward. I know that love exists. I know that the right guy's out there, and I'm just going to take my time, and I'm just going to enjoy life right now. I don't know. But I think what hurts the most is when you genuinely love that person. And, like, that's why I said about the whole in love thing, too, guys. I want to play on that a little bit again, because I feel like when you are really deeply in love with somebody, it's more harder to let go. And I'm always like, oh, I've never been in love. I never felt this. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I don't think I've ever really been in love to the point of, like, this is my soulmate. This is the person I'm going to lie my life down for. This is the love of my life. No. I've never had that. Never felt that. I've said I love you to a bunch of, not to a bunch of guys, but I think that. Because I've only had, like, 3 serious relationships. The other ones I don't really count as serious. So I'm saying, so, I've only, but I don't think I love those guys enough to, you know what I'm saying? To say these are my soulmates, to love my life. And that's what I want to find. My next goal is to find someone that is the love of my life. I'm not just going to settle this time around. And I know he's out there. I can't be particular, right? I don't know, guys. Anyway, enough about my love life, because I'm doing too much right now. But, I don't know. So, how is everyone, what's today? Tuesday going? I have been, like, all over the place, guys. Like, I was working at my location, but then I had to go work at the last 2 days. I've been at another location, filling in for one of my coworkers who was sick. We have, like, the counseling company I work for. It's, like, 5, 6, 7 locations all over the city. So it's like, Lufkin's location I've been at is next door to my location, but I'm in the process of transferring to a new position, and it's like they're setting my office up, but it hasn't got ready yet. So basically Thursday and Friday I won't even be at my location. I'll be at the one that's closer to my home, and I'll be trained with the lady that's going to help me transfer to my new position for it. So I'm like, oh my god, I miss my location, but I've been at everybody's location but my own, so it's going to be a mess. But we'll see what happens with that. I just got to keep waiting. I was like, oh, Lord. So this is going to be a long week, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to enjoy my week. I'm going to have fun. We're going to get through it. And that's all I can say. It's been a long week. Oh, Lord. But I got it. It'll work itself out. See, I don't know, guys. I really don't know. Oh, my God. I just seen an extra road. I just looked to the side of me, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know they made a road on that side of the road. On that side of the street, should I say. That must be something new they did. Maybe I'm just not noticing. Yeah, I don't know, guys. It's Tuesday, and I'm like, is it Tuesday? It is Tuesday. I'm like, when is my Wednesday coming? And my Thursday, my Friday. I'm so ready for Friday, guys. Like, My daughter's birthday is next week. So I'm like, yay. I don't know. I need to request some days off. That's what I was going to do, but I wasn't at my location, so I haven't been able to do it. So yeah, that's basically the gist of that conversation. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say, guys. I'm tired. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know, yeah. I'm heading home now. I'm excited to take my tail home. I'm tired. I can't wait to go home and just relax, put my feet up a little bit, enjoy the day, seize the day, as they say. That's what I plan to do. I'm about to go home and relax, kick up my feet, my PJs on, and just chill for the night. That's my goal. I'm chilling for the night. Watch some TV. Actually, I think I'm going to go home and watch The Voice Court. That's my show. I always watch that. But when I always watch it on my cell phone on my lunch break. So at home, it's like I want to watch what I want, and my daughter be like, no, Mommy. Mind you, my daughter got a huge big screen TV in her room. Bigger than the TV in my room. And you see what I'm saying? That my dad got her. That's my dad gave her, whatever. So, Yeah, she was just screen TV in her room. And I'm like, really, Madison? Really? So she always want to come in my room and take over my TV. And we got to watch what she want to watch. But that's why I can't watch all my shows. But hopefully when I get home, she'll want to watch. Maybe she'll watch cartoons in her room and I can watch some TV in my room. Hopefully. Anyway, guys, I want to end this show. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your day. I'm so sorry I've been kind of lagging on putting up posts and stuff. I just have so much going on through my head, so many thoughts, everything else, and I don't know, too much going on right now. Yeah, anyway, gotta run. I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love.